This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump and his lawyers are firing back after that FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago estate. The AP's Jennifer King.
Federal investigators are likely evaluating why Trump representatives provided statements about the status of classified information at Mar-a-Lago that proved easily contradicted by the evidence, as well as which individuals were involved in removing boxes and why. A court filing late Tuesday alleged that records were concealed and removed, and investigators were misled about what was there and where it was stored. In their own filing late Wednesday, Trump's lawyers decried the FBI's August search, claiming it was conducted in the midst of standard give and take between a former president and National Archives officials. In a post to Truth Social on Wednesday, Trump claimed to have declassified documents that the FBI placed on the floor and shared pictures of, suggesting agents were trying to make it look like he had left them that way. Jennifer King, Washington.
The brutal heat's expected to continue across much of California and even spread across parts of the West and Southwest for the next few days. It could hit 105 degrees in Bakersfield, California today, 108 tomorrow. Republican Sarah Palin, John McCain's running mate in the 2008 presidential election, has lost a special election for Alaska's House seat. But she says she's not giving up her work.
It's a fight for what is right for Alaska and for our nation. And I do repeat that you don't need a title, you don't need an office to make a difference. So we're going to get out there using whatever tools and forums and formats that we have to fight for what's right.
She was on KTUU-TV, Alaska's news source. Democrat Mary Peltola won the special election in Alaska. As the travel-heavy Labor Day weekend approaches, the Transportation Department is launching a customer service dashboard to help airline passengers. This is AP News. A recall by Ford. The AP's Mike Hempen has this.
A camera lens problem is causing Ford to recall thousands of vehicles in the U.S. The automaker says it's recalling more than 277,000 pickup trucks and cars because the rearview camera lens can get cloudy and reduce visibility for the driver. The recall covers certain F-250, 350, and 450 trucks and the Lincoln Continental from model years 2017 through 2020. The recalled vehicles have a 360-degree camera system. Ford says the anti-reflective lens on the cameras can degrade, causing a cloudy image. The company has received more than 8,800 warranty reports as a result of the problem. I'm Mike Hempen.
Serena Williams has eliminated Annette Contave in the U.S. Open second round. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.